Hallelujah. And so, this is Jesus now with his disciples. Let's read it. Matthew 26, verse 40. And wahala is coming their way. Trouble is coming their way. Church, listen. This is very important. Jesus is the way. Let's learn that. Jesus is the way. So let's learn the way he used. When problem confronted him, death sentence is awaiting him. You had a dream that you died. Your mother died. Your brother died. How will I confront it? See Jesus. Death sentence was hanging on Jesus. The hour has come for him to be tortured and delivered to the hands of his enemies. And imagine what will happen. And he went to his disciples that will join him to pray. Verse 40. Praise the Lord. He came back after he left them. Watch with me, I am coming. He went aside. It was in the night to sort himself out with God. He saw the disciples to join him. He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. And said unto Peter, that was given the keys. What? Will you not watch with me just 1 hour in the night? Just 1 hour in the night. Verse 41. He told him, say, watch and pray. Tap your neighbor, say, watch and pray. See? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The reason is this. There's a battle you have to fight. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Just one night out of 7 nights, brother, sister, you cannot sacrifice it to come and watch and pray in a vigil, in a night watch. You know, your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Praise the Lord. So Jesus had that revelation of night prayers. He didn't choose the day for that type of prayer. He chose the night. Every serious prayer that we have resolved, it needs night prayers. Do that prayer in the night. And it must be a minimum of 1 hour. Not just in Jesus' name. And then, stop this thing that Pentecostals have taught you. For 1 hour you are talking nonsense and thinking you are praying, say you are speaking in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. 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 What did you say? Praise the Lord. There is one comedian, Charlie Boy. He's a comedian. He said, our mumu don't do. Church, your mumu don't do. God has opened our eyes of understanding. Hallelujah. You should know whether that prayer you are praying is by the Holy Ghost or now you the talker. If now you the talker, shut up and better tell the Lord your problem. If you pray in tongues, you are speaking mysteries. Mystery where even you yourself you don't understand. It's a heavenly language. Satan cannot hear it. Who told you there's any language Satan doesn't hear? He was in heaven for your information. Every language in heaven, they hear that. That is why he has his agents when they speak in tongue. Babala when they speak in tongue. Marine spirit when they speak in tongue. In fact, the tongue of Marine Spirit, very sweet to hear. You know how? Praise the Lord. So that lets you know that even God himself, when he wants to fight, he fights some battles. In fact, all serious battles, he fights them in the night. Hallelujah. Oh yes. The story of King Hezekiah at the king of Syria. In 2 Kings chapter 19. Hallelujah. Let's read it from verse 35, 36, 37. We know that story. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He came and he was boasting. You want to put your trust under your God. Instead of making league with me, you are making league with Egypt. Egypt, if you put your trust in them, they will disappoint you. Now you are coming, you are saying, you better submit to me. And if you say, you people, you Israelites, you listen to that your king Hezekiah, that will tell you you should trust in the Lord. Let me see what this your Lord will do. And they were boasting and boasting and boasting and boasting and boasting. Verse 35. And it came to pass that night. That night. Hallelujah. That was after Hezekiah presented the matter before God. Said, see the boasting of this king of Syria. See what he's doing. He has his so large. There are so many number of soldiers. They are scaring us. But we boast in you. He is boasting in his own mind. Hear what he's saying. It's against you. That king is speaking, or not us. And this is the answer. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord, it was in the night. God waited in the night. That the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. 185,000. He killed all of them that night. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, we are reading up, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. Verse 37. Because he must also die. He must also die. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of that his God that he was boasting of, that Adramalek and the Sherezer, his sons, his own very sons, smote him with a sword and escaped into the land of Armenia. And the Sardon, his son, reigned in his stead. Do you know that just like this king of Assyria, praise the Lord. Do you know that just as this king of Assyria, there are witches and wizards, your enemies, that always challenge you, even using your faith. Hallelujah. There are people that challenge you concerning the matter of your faith. They will stand up. You pray, pray, pray. They go, church, go, church, go, church. When I finish with you, it's not you they are talking to. They are talking to your God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me see the kind of husband you go marry. Church, church. No earring. No this, no this. Enter night prayer. Father! Hear what they are mocking me because I want to follow you in this rugged faith. Arise! It must be in the night. Mention the name of that witch that you know is the one tormenting you. But let it be in the night. Our God fights also in the night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 2 Kings again, chapter 7 and verse 6, it was the same story. They came and besieged Samaria. Kept them like that in hunger. We know it was a horrible period for Samaria. And there was famine, no food everywhere. Dry. We know the story. Hallelujah. When they gathered and the man of God, Elijah, prophesied. After the king came beseeching him, begging him. And he looked at it and said, by this time tomorrow, food will be everywhere in Yafu Yafu. And one man was saying, even if heaven opened, even if waiting, he was despising prophecy. Elijah looked at him again. You will see it though, but you will not be partaker of it. Some people, hallelujah, they will see the arrival of your glory, but they will not participate in it. Do you know why? Because they opened their mouth to say, over my dead body, There are people that swear with their life against you. When you know anybody is like that, hallelujah, bring the person before the Lord. In the night, that same night, the Lord caused the Syrians to hear noise, to hear, they had multitude. And so they thought that Israel had engaged other nations and they were coming against them. Noise, noise, the Bible says, and they ran away. It took lepers to discover the food. We know the story. It happened in the night. As I round up, blessed be the name of the Lord. We also know, I'm telling you that God fights in the night. That the God of Israel, if he fights in the night and you have this revelation, then why not take the battles to the battlefront in the night? Was it not in the night that he smote the firstborn son of Egypt? Was it not in the night? It was in the night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's something about the, and you know, in the night there is no distraction. So there is focus. There is spiritual strength that comes upon you in the night. Anytime you stand up, glory be to God. Samson went to meet one prostitute. But that is not because he went to the prostitute I'm going to look at. The grace of God was so much upon that man. He was in Gaza. The Philistines heard that he was in Gaza. He entered Gaza. They came and surrounded him, waiting in the morning, so that when he will come out of the city gate, amen, they will strike him. We know the story. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Judges chapter 16 from verse 1, when he woke up in the night, he found out that he had been surrounded. What did he do? It was in the night he uprooted the gate of the city. He didn't wait in the morning. The battle had to be fought in the night. He uprooted the gate and climbed the hill, lifted and climbed the hill. Come and touch me and make I see. Something to be learned there. Hallelujah. But this same Samson that knew the power in the night, Satan also used the power of the night to disarm him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not just about God fighting himself battles in the night. We know that a lot of deliverances also took place in the night. Many of them in the scriptures that we know. Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 and verse 24. Jacob, when his condition was one kind, no peace. Laban, he's there, frustrated. Esau was there frustrating him. He's running away, going out to be a slave somewhere else, be a servant somewhere else. Out of his frustration, he slept. It was at night he saw the angel of the Lord. And he wrestled with him. I believe that wrestle is what we call the night vigil. I believe it. You know the type of battle that surrounds you. How? You think you are making it now? There are competitors in that your line of business. There are people in your office that are looking for that your seat. There are jealous eyes everywhere looking at you. And you want to relax. But what of you that nothing is working for you? Everywhere around you, frustration. The Bible says in verse 24 of Genesis 32 that Jacob wrestled with the angel all night. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And did the angel bless him? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He wrestled with that angel until the breaking of the day. Did his condition change? His name even was changed. His identity was changed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sodom was to be destroyed. In Genesis chapter 19. Which hour did the angel move Lot away? It was in the night. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 16. Verse 25 and verse 26. Paul and Silas were chained down inside prison yard. The Bible says, at midnight. Why did they wait till midnight before they prayed and sang? They had revelation of the power of